USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To try to contain the coronavirus, 75 million Americans are now being asked to stay home. Jobless claims have been skyrocketing. Economists at Goldman Sachs predict the next report will show 2.25 million Americans filed for unemployment in the past week. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Also, there are now reports that a member of Vice President Pence's staff has tested positive for the virus. A spokesman said the person had no recent contact with Vice President Pence or President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has declared New York State to be a major disaster area. He's hoping to get federal help for the state that is now the hardest hit by the coronavirus and is now essentially shut down.
We need everyone to be safe.
With New York officially on social distancing lockdown, Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering everyone off the streets except for the most essential workers.
And today we're bringing it to 100% of the workforce must stay home.
The move came after California's Governor Gavin Newsom issued a similar order, saying without drastic action, more than half of the state's 40 million residents would be infected. The statewide orders are only allowing essential businesses to stay open, including pharmacies, gas stations, and grocery stores. Other states with stay-at-home orders, Illinois and Connecticut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The world is remembering country music legend Kenny Rogers. He started as a bass player with the New Christy Minstrels in 1961. Then he left the group to found the First Edition and scored his first major rock hit.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After that, he switched to country and went solo in 1976, writing great story songs.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
He won a Grammy and had a TV series for his signature song.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
And had some smash crossover duet hits with Sheena Easton and Dolly Parton.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Rogers sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Rogers passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes. Due to the coronavirus emergency, the family is planning a public memorial at a later date.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.